Good morning. It is the 3rd of February, or is it the 2nd? Oh, my life at the moment, I can't even tell you what day it is. I can tell you it's a Monday, but I can't tell you what date it is. I'd look on my iPhone, but I'm driving. So it is either the 2nd or the 3rd of February. The year is 2015, that much I do know. And this is all a reflection of the amount of hours that I'm working at the moment. It's a Monday, but it may as well be any other day of the week. Most people on a Monday are dragging themselves into work, having had 2 days off. I'm heading into work having had no days off. And it's been like that since we got back into the office on the 5th of January. We've probably, in terms of hours, I mean, yesterday was a 10-hour day. Saturday was at least 8 hours. The amount of hours we've clocked up already in the office and in the business this month, sorry, in January, is probably enough for 2 months, maybe 2.5 months already. In terms of my working calendar, it's March already. If I were to take an 8-hour working day as the standard. Anyway, it's not the purpose of this boo at all. The purpose of this boo is to talk about purpose. Now, I know there's been a whole discussion about purpose on Audio Boo recently with people like Pilgrim Chris, SM2N, Paul Omani, Bernie Goldback, Top Gold. It's not the purpose I want to talk about here. I think that was conversation was around purpose and consciousness. But this is about purpose in life and purpose in a career and purpose in your work. And purpose in the life of a creative. Because a lot of the time we do jobs and the only purpose we do the work, really, is because we have a mortgage to pay. And that's a dreadful purpose, in a way. I mean, it's a genuine need, don't get me wrong. People have to pay the mortgage, people have to feed their children, absolutely. But wouldn't it be so much nicer if you could do that, doing a job that you feel is purposeful? And I think a lot of the work that creatives do can sometimes lack that purpose. And when it lacks a purpose, a personal purpose, I mean, obviously the work that we do for others has a purpose for them, otherwise they wouldn't have commissioned it. But if all the work that we do doesn't resonate with a purpose for ourselves, it can become hollow and empty and a great source of frustration. And out of such things, midlife crises are born. And people start to give up on life. So I was wondering, how do you find purpose in your work and how do you aim for a purpose in your work? So it struck me that to do purposeful work, in terms of being purposeful to you personally, rather than just to the client, because isn't that the golden sweet spot to murder some, what would they be, metaphors? But the sweet spot is when the work that you're doing has purpose for your client and aligns with their needs and their purposeful needs, and at the same time has a purpose for you and fulfills your own personal purpose. That's really what we should aim for. I mean, if all our work was like that, wouldn't that be wonderful? Now, you might say, oh, you're talking nonsense, man. That's not the way it's supposed to work, and that's not the way it works in the real world. In the real world, you do the work that somebody else tells you to do, and you get paid for it. Now, this is true, to an extent. I do have to wonder, though, the people who are ordering the work, I mean, who's telling them? There is a top in the hierarchy. Why not aim for that? Or at the very least, aim to do work that is meaningful and purposeful to you. But if you can achieve that, I think you, as a creative, certainly, your creative work is going to be so much better. I would imagine that any kind of work will be so much better if it aligns with your own purpose. So how do you do that? How do you get your work to align with your own sense of purpose so that the work you're doing isn't just work to pay the bills? And once again, I do understand that paying the bills is very important. Believe me, I understand that paying the bills is very important. Well, I think if you can do work that is connected to your core value set, then I think you're a long way on the way to being a happier creative. Because doing work that is aligned with your value set is going to be stronger. Now, first and foremost, it's going to be uniquely yours, which as a creative is really important. There are plenty of people just copying what somebody else is doing and not really adding their own voice and their own vision and their own value set to the work. So if you start creating work, creative work or any kind of work, based on your value set, then it's going to immediately stand out from everybody else's because they're either copying somebody else or they're expressing their own value set. So yours is always going to be set apart. It's also, just as a sidetrack there, if you are able to express your value set and build your work based on your value set, it will naturally resonate with clients who share your value set. And therefore, they're going to come to you looking for work based on that value set. So therefore, you'll be getting the work that you are hoping to get, the work that fulfills you most, the work that has a purpose to it, that you can buy into, that you're happy with, simply because you and your clients share the same value set. But you've got to express that value set, otherwise they don't have much of a chance of knowing what your value set is, and therefore seeking you out because they're seeking somebody with that value set and giving you the work. So if you're copying somebody else, doing the work that somebody else is already doing, you're going to end up attracting work that's based on that value set, which is not your own if you're copying. So it makes it easier, if you have a value set, it just makes it easier for people to hang on to you. You don't suddenly become a Teflon-like entity. You become something with hooks that people can hang on to. You know, you become a bit sticky because you can cling to people. You cling to people who see your values, who understand your values, understand where you're coming from and buy into what you're doing. So there's great benefits of having work that expresses your values and building your work on your values. Might be a bit harder to figure out what those values might be. I'll give you my own example of how long it took me to fully understand and to be able to articulate my value set in terms of photography, for instance. So I love documentary photography. I love photographs that show real moments, genuine moments. And the importance of that, and although I'd always liked that kind of photography, but couldn't really come to grips with it. When I was doing wedding photography, I was pretty much copying what everybody else was doing, copying what the market, I thought, not demanded, but what the market was kind of buying. So my work didn't really stand out from anybody else's. It was the same. And I knew that. And it wasn't until I discovered that there were people doing purely documentary weddings, not interfering with the wedding day, just recording what was going on, that I started to get an inkling that this could be done. And from an inkling that it could be done, I had a moment in my life where I realized that it was, for me, the only way it should be done. And what happened was my sister died. And the last photograph that exists of her is her sitting on her bed in a lot of pain. Her husband on one side, he's smiling because on the other side of them is their 7-year-old daughter, my niece, who is being very energetic and slightly bothersome. A 7-year-old energetic girls can be, especially when you're in a great deal of pain and, in this case, literally on your deathbed. But nevertheless, my sister is smiling as well, and that's the last photograph that was taken of my sister alive. And I realised that that photograph will be so important to my niece in many years to come, because in that photograph, and in lots of other photographs that I took, she will see her mother, which is one thing, but she will also understand that she was loved by her mother. Because she'll be able to see it in the photographs. She'll be able to see those moments, those interactions between herself and her mother. Even though she won't remember them, she'll be able to see them and she'll know that she was loved. And from that moment on, I was really able to articulate why I thought documentary wedding photography was so important. Because it is about real moments in people's lives. It is about people's histories. And it produces the kind of photographs that children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will get so much pleasure out of, because there's such story in them, there's such history there. I mean, wouldn't we all want proper documentary photographs of our grandparents and our great-grandparents, showing them genuinely as they were, enjoying themselves, loving? It would be amazing. So for me, it was that really important sense of actual moments in people's lives. And I still carry that through in a lot of the work that I try to do today. I believe that a genuine story is better and stronger than many of the weak marketing facades that are created. And they're all pretense. They're all false. There's no substance to them. And I believe that a small company with a strong, genuine story has much more chance in today's market of reaching its audience, the genuine audience it wants to connect with, than a large company with mega bucks that just keeps putting out false facades. Now, of course, most marketing is built on fakeness. Most marketing is built on vapor, really. So you can imagine that what kind of reception I often get when I'm talking to clients and saying they should be honest and genuine and open with their clients. So sometimes your value set can can get you into, well, not trouble, but can make you a source of mockery. Because in marketing, who wants to tell the truth? This ridiculous idea. It's insane. Who is this person saying that we should tell the truth and be honest with our customers? That's not how things are done in marketing, surely. Occasionally, though, I find a client who gets that, who has a strong value set that they really want to express. And isn't that also a great thing, where you have, because of your value set, because that puts you in really strong shoes, you really feel strong facing the world because your value set is clear. When I was speaking to brides, when I was doing weddings, I was able to say, I do documentary weddings, this is what I do, and if you want posed photographs, I am not the photographer for you. If you want genuine moments of your history, that is the kind of client I work for. People who value the moments on the day and people who value the integrity of the day, rather than turning it into a cosmetic photo shoot. And people would understand that. People would understand immediately what I was saying. And I would find the right clients for me. So life will help you discover your value set. And I'm awfully sorry, I realise this is turning into a very long audio boo as I drive into the office I have in town. But anyway, so life will help you find your values. Experiences will mould your values. And of course, your values don't remain the same over time. They might change. They might be replaced by others. Some that were important might fade away. New ones will come into their stead as you have experiences in life. And you'll also find that some values you'll carry through with you your entire life. So experience of purely living will help you discover your values. And each experience and situation you find yourself in, you'll have a connection with in one way or another, either a positive one or a negative one. And those really are reflections of your own value set and how they are interacting with the situation you might find yourself in. So a situation where you're less comfortable is clearly a situation that is exposing values that you have that do not align with the situation you're in. And equally, if you're in a situation that you're really enjoying and it's very pleasant, then that's a situation or an experience that does align with values that you have. So merely by virtue of living, you can uncover values. You can also be a little bit more proactive, although, of course, you can go out into the world and have loads of experiences. That's being proactive as well. But you can also ask yourself, I think Simon Sinek's question is very useful in this regard. Why? Why do we do what we do? Because if you ask yourself, well, why do I enjoy the things that I enjoy? Why do I do the things that I do? You will probably find that there's a value set underlying that. Now, don't think that the values have to be these high morally superior values. They just have to be genuine, honest values that you hold. I once saw an EMC video about a guy who was going to walk to, I think it was the South Pole, and it all started off, it was filmed in incredibly bombastic style, dramatic music, and his whole walk was to save the planet. And it just did not ring true whatsoever. There was such a disconnect between the visuals and the what he was saying and the way he was saying it, that it just didn't sound genuine to me. And then lo and behold, later on in the video, he admits that one of the key reasons, if not the key reason, he was going to walk to the South Pole is because he wanted to test himself to see whether he could do it. Now, that's an honest and genuine reason. And you could very well have a value set that says, I believe that everybody should test themselves, push themselves, see how far they can go, see where their limits are, maybe break through those limits. I think that is a valuable experience. Now, if you'd said that and basically said, look, I want to test myself because I have this belief that people should push themselves, and to push myself, I'm going to see if I can walk to the South Pole. I think that's a perfectly good reason to walk to the South Pole. You don't need to wrap it up in saving the planet. If you want to walk to the South Pole as an expression of your value, that, you know, how far can you push yourself, that everybody should push themselves, that you believe that we're capable of more than we think we're capable of, I think it's a perfectly valid reason. So ask yourself why you do things, and I think that will help you uncover value set as well. Just a final note on this, because I'm not sure how much time I have left on this audio boo, or indeed how many people are still listening, because it's a ludicrously long one. I have a cartoon which is on my blog, which is blog.rogeroverall.net. I think it's also attached to this audio boo or audio boom. I still can't say audio boom. I keep forgetting to add the M. And it says all, I should have said this at the beginning, it says all of what I've said much more succinctly, because it's a one panel cartoon with two speech bubbles. And one speech bubble only has one word in it. Anyway, if you have listened this far, I hope this was useful to you. If you are an up-and-coming creative or a struggling creative or frustrated creative, because I am exploring the whole idea of happiness, contentment, mental and physical health, all these things, as I plod along through middle age. And I think doing work that has purpose for you is part of the whole makeup of being mentally happy, being mentally strong and stable and healthy, because nothing worse than 8 hours of your day, 5 days a week, doing something that you hate. I have to be careful here because somebody's parked right in a lane and it's quite busy. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'm Roger Overall on all kinds of social media platforms.